Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
April 2nd will be Liberation Day for the United States, according to Donald Trump, when the American president will unveil so-called reciprocal tariffs on countries who he perceives to be giving the US a poor deal on trade. But that could be very bad news for Ireland, with Pascal Donoghue saying at the weekend it could affect up to 80,000 jobs here over the next 4 or 5 years in a worst-case scenario. Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times, is on the line now. So Cliff, this is really the first time the government has started putting detail on how bad this could get for us here. Are we at the point where we need to get ready for a serious shock to the Irish economy?
Certainly the possibility of that, Claire. All right. I mean, we still don't know exactly what Donald Trump is going to do in terms of tariffs when he makes his big announcement next week. And crucially, we don't know how long those tariffs might last. He possibly doesn't even know that himself at this stage. So, for example, the impact of tariffs that lasted a few months would be hugely different to tariffs that lasted, you know, a few years or were there on a semi-permanent basis. And I think that's part of what Pascal Donoghue was referring to when he gave his interview yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, a variety of possible impacts. But there's no doubt that the overall potential impact on this on the Irish economy is serious in terms of jobs and tax revenues.
You've been writing that United States is coming up with this Dirty 15, the list of the countries it feels has been treating the states most unfairly when it comes to trade. Are we going to be on that list?
Quite possibly, Claire. I think we are, given that we have one of the highest trade surpluses with the US. I think certainly Ireland is in the US sights, and we heard the Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick again referring to our tax system last week. What we don't know really is whether Trump is going to impose an EU-wide tariff that applies right across the EU, or whether he's going to pick out different countries and apply different tariffs on different countries. Either way, Ireland is going to be hit in that scenario, and I think in this tariff announcement next week, certainly the EU as a whole and Ireland will be affected, and there is a risk of us being singled out, I think.
Well, we know the US Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, said the location of intellectual property by the big tech and pharma companies in Ireland has to end. That's what he said only in the last couple of days. I mean, what impact could that have on us if it were to come to pass?
It would be a serious impact. I mean, the contradictions, there's huge contradictions in the way Trump and his officials are approaching this. And basically, the location of intellectual property here has been driven by tax factors rather than tariffs. And if the US was going to approach this in kind of a logical fashion, they'd probably change their own tax policy. That'd be the first thing they do, and change the incentives for these companies. But everything with Trump is tariffs, and this seems to be the way that he wants to approach it. Certainly, if the intellectual property was to be moved back over a period of years from pharma and tech companies here back to the US, that would have a significant impact on Irish corporate tax revenues. You know, very hard to put it into numbers. But I think interesting to see that over the last few years, the Fiscal Advisory Council and the Department of Finance have kind of guesstimated that around half of the corporate tax revenue that we get in Ireland is basically based on this tax planning by companies rather than a fundamental activity that takes place here. So, you know, that could be upwards of 10 billion in cash terms. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. Perhaps it's not going to happen at all. But there's no doubt that this is one of the things in the sights of the US, and particularly in relation to product that's sold back into the US market.
Right.
And that, you know, pharma is the one that's in the that's in the spotlight there.
We had the chief economist with Deloitte in with us here on Friday, explaining that she's going into boardrooms and people are, you know, very much focused on the 2nd of April, and it's so unpredictable. Yeah. What's your sense of how businesses are preparing for this, or what they expect?
It's very difficult for them, Claire. I think the first thing that we're hearing is that businesses are sitting on their hands and putting decisions on hold. So I don't think that any businesses are, any big trading businesses with the US or inward investment businesses are making any significant decisions now till they wait and see what happens. So that is the first key impact. And that is an economic cost. And there's no guarantee that on April the 2nd, we're going to have all the answers either. You know, this is an unprecedented economic policy adventure that the US is setting out on, and a very risky and dangerous one. And it may be some months yet before we have the full shape of it. The second thing that businesses are doing is trying to get ready for the short-term shock, so that businesses that are selling into the US market are sending as much product as they can over there right now, stockpiling it in the US in the hope that that will give them a bit of leeway for, you know, for a couple of months while they see how this all pans out.
So they have a buffer there, so to speak.
They have a buffer there, yeah. I mean, it's very difficult. If you look, for example, at the outlook facing the Irish spirits companies, where Donald Trump has threatened 200% tariffs. Now, that effectively knocks them out of the market completely if those tariffs come in. So they can send product out now that maybe it's going to get them over a few months. They can hope that this is negotiated away, and it looks like there are going to be some more negotiations now because of what the EU has signaled on that, but only for a couple of weeks. You know, so if you're an Irish whiskey producer, for example, and you're one of your big markets is the US, planning is almost impossible now. You really just have to wait and see what happens. Do as best you can, you know, for the short term in terms of getting product over there. But diversifying markets takes a lot of time, and you could say that people will try and sell in European markets and other markets more over time, but that does take time. There's no short-term answer to this.
Yeah, I mean, and we do hear that from politicians who come in here, you know, we need to explore other markets. But as you say, that certainly isn't something that's going to happen overnight. But when it comes to planning and the unpredictable nature of all of this, that's exactly the same problem facing government, you know, in the way that you've explained for business. It's really difficult to come up with a response, isn't it, when it's all so unclear.
It is, and I really don't think there's. I think the government is doing what it can in the planning phase at the moment. Obviously, this trade council is being set up. It has its network out. It's trying to find out what's happening. I think a lot of effort is going into relations at the EU level as well, because it's obviously in Ireland's interest that the EU doesn't respond too aggressively to whatever the US does. So I think we'll be on that wing. But in terms of actually protecting the economy here, it's difficult. And, you know, during COVID, I suppose, the government stepped in to try and close the gap for companies. But it's going to be very difficult to do that this time because we just don't know the scale of this. And crucially, we don't know how long it's going to last. You know, there is still some hope in financial markets that, you know, the initial cost of this to the US economy will lead Donald Trump to kind of roll back a bit. There was a sign over the weekend that he had threatened that as well as the reciprocal tariffs, so-called special tariffs will come in early April as well. And they would be ones that would be aimed directly at the semiconductor and the pharma sector. There is some possibility now, or some gossip, or some reports at least, that might be delayed a bit, which I suppose would be good news for Ireland, although it wouldn't necessarily mean there would be no tariffs on pharma at all in the short term, because they may be hit by the reciprocal tariffs.
Yes.
So much uncertainty. It's very difficult for the government to plan. But we did get some, I think, indications from Pascal Donoghue of where the priorities would lie if there is a hit to corporate tax revenues and the wider economic activity.
And that suggestion that the promised tax cuts might be off the table if this were to come to pass. But is the tax base here broad enough to cope with what could be coming down the tracks at us?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I mean, I don't think Ireland certainly has significant cash resources to get us through a year or two of a fairly significant hit. But I mean, I suppose as we saw during the financial crisis, if the tax base does take a really serious hit, things can get nasty fairly quickly. We do have some leeway. The budget's in surplus. What Pascal Donoghue said, and actually I went back and checked what the programme for government says, and what it says three things. One is that the government will try to keep up with key capital investment projects in areas like housing and water and all those key areas for competitiveness that are going to be vital in the years ahead and where Ireland has fallen behind. The second thing it said was it's going to try and protect day-to-day spending as much as possible, but I think there will be kind of decisions to be made there. There are a lot of promises in the programme for government, and I think that some of those are going to have to be re-examined. Which ones, I don't know. And the third thing then was that the tax cuts that were promised, and particularly the indexing of tax credits, income tax credits and bands each year in the budget, would be something that could be put on hold.
Right.
That would mean that, you know, income taxpayers would pay a little bit more as their wages go up every year.
Okay.
So I think that's the first area that maybe hit if things do get squeezed.
Okay.
We'll know a bit more next week. So.
We certainly will. We hope anyway. Thank you very much, Cliff. Cliff Taylor there. We'll take a very quick ad break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.